If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Today's challenge, spend less time online. With us to talk about why it's important, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, it's always interesting to hear a person so closely tied to tech talk about why they shouldn't be, but it's something that I know is important to you, isn't it? Tell us more.
Yeah. Good morning, Bob. So it's important because I've realized over the years how dependent I've become on my phone. And I see now how young people base everything they do, or so many things they do, on TikTok videos. And I spent the past few years trying to help people find a balance.
TikTok and Instagram now, are they way more popular than Facebook? Is it just older people on Facebook? How is it breaking down these days?
That is a really interesting question. I would say that TikTok and Instagram are more popular, but I don't think Facebook is really any less popular. I think it's just the demographic that has shifted. So yes, more older people, because we're used to it, but with the other apps, you know, they tend to attract a younger audience.
All right, back to digital detox. We've used that term before. Is that still an accurate description of this?
Well, it is, but I've modified my thinking and the advice a bit to keep a little bit more current, because a detox is a defined break which stops and starts. And what I'm advocating for is a change in thinking, so the detox is part of an overall digital design or a different way of thinking about how you use tech.
So this is about too much internet. What does too much internet mean to you?
Well, I may or may not know about this from experience, but here's some examples. Too much internet is waking up in the middle of the night and instead of wanting a drink of water, you want to check your screen. Too much internet is feeling a buzz in your pocket when your phone is not in your pocket. Too much internet is not remembering what you had for dinner the night before because you spent your entire time surfing the web.
Okay. I'm guilty on maybe all but one of those counts. I do remember what I had for dinner. Tell us some things we can do to change our thinking.
Yeah, sure. So when you're home and when you're eating dinner, I tell people to put their phone on a shelf or a counter, not in your hand, not in your pocket. If you declare your dining area a phone-free zone, it can actually be a phone-free zone. Don't plug in a charger at your nightstand before bed. This is an important one. Put the phone on a charger, yes, but in a different room. And think about the difference that makes, because a charger plugged in at your bedside is unlimited phone time if you wake up and you really want it to be. A phone charging in the other room is still backing up your data. It's still doing what you needed to do, and it's still accessible if you need it, but it's hopefully not stopping you from getting some much-needed sleep.
Yeah. That's a good one. And you're right in that they are small changes that could have a big impact. But all of these things are much easier said than done, aren't they?
They really are. And I admit to that. And I've been doing this long enough to know that when you get used to a certain pattern, it's very hard to break that habit. And the changes in your life have probably happened over time. So now maybe you're much more aware of it like I am. And it's always helpful, though, when I read stories about how Gen Z is embracing simplicity over tech. They still use TikTok, like we were saying, but I think they have a better sense of knowing when too much is too much.
Mm. Talking with Scott Kleinberg, and let's get to those screen time apps, Scott. What about those apps that tell us how long we've been using our devices? Can they really help us break these habits we're talking about?
You know, I don't know if they can help break habits, but they can certainly deliver a wake-up call to see just how much time we're spending online. I always say the trick is to embrace data, which means not looking at it day-to-day. You need to compare everything you're doing over a period of time. For comparison purposes, it's a lot like using the bathroom scale. If you were to record your screen time for when you first started using a phone till recently, I'm willing to bet you the amount of time has gone up so significantly that it would really surprise you, where several minutes a day became several hours a day. And I don't think you're going to be able to just stop, but I think you could trim some appreciable time off your totals if you set a goal to do that, and those apps can help.
And whenever we talk about these breaks, this always comes up. How do you do this if you have to be connected for your job, as you do?
It's such a good question. And I can tell you this with 100% certainty because I've lived it. I still live it. You can absolutely separate the work that you do from your free time. And it's easier said than done, but it starts with declaring business hours. You say you work from 9 to 5 or you work until your last meeting is over. Everything else can wait until the next day. And I know you might be rolling your eyes, and that took me a long time to realize, but to this day, I have a physical list that I keep next to me of the things I want to accomplish, and I cross each one of them off with a pen. And it used to be that I would leave for the day and I would just hate myself if things were not crossed off. Now I realize with healthy boundaries that these things can wait until the next day. It allows you to go home. It allows you to be present. And yes, there are exceptions to every rule, emergencies at work, absolutely. But teaching yourself these boundaries is a great way to get started.
All right, so why don't we sum up here with a few more examples of things you can do to change your thinking and make those new habits stick.
Yeah. Here's one that's pretty easy. Go for a walk. Go for a walk at lunch. Go for a walk in the evening. Take your phone with you by all means, but turn it off first. Enjoy the fresh air without interruption. That way, you still have your phone if you need it, but it's not bothering you. Here's another one. If you have an actual camera, not the kind in your phone, an actual camera, take it out and use it. Take pictures of things that are around you. And yeah, you'll have to transfer photos to your computer at some point if you want to keep them, but it's an opportunity to see things through a different lens, both figuratively and literally. And it doesn't just have to be a camera. Here's something I did not that long ago. It seems crazy, but it's a perfect fit for this question. I have an old Sony Walkman from the 80s, the kind even that didn't have a cassette, no CD, no podcast. I went for a walk with it, and I used the old-fashioned headphones. You remember those that just like sit on your ears, the soft ones? And I had my phone with me, but it was turned off. And it was a great way to connect with something that I enjoy in an old way that's new again.
Wait a minute. What were you listening to? You were listening to something on your Walkman?
Oh, yeah. It's always 80s music. So I found a station that had really great 80s music, and I just went for a walk.
You know, these companies are making it harder and harder for us to do what you're talking about, because now Meta has those glasses that that you can take pictures. They're sunglasses, and also you can hear whatever you want in them. You can even do a Google search. So as more of these gizmos come out and they keep getting better and there are more and more of them, this is going to be impossible to have your detox, isn't it?
It is going to be difficult. I hesitate to use the word impossible. And the thing is, it's about convenience over peace. What you're talking about, where everything is just right before your eyes all the time, it's a little bit scarier when it's in glasses, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, it's like those things, you know, if you need something that quickly, okay, that's something. But ask yourself, do you really need to do a Google search while you're walking? If you see an advertisement for something while you're walking and you're like, I really want to know more about this, there has to be a better way than looking up in your glasses and doing a Google search.
No, you don't need to, but you can. That's
you can. That's the difficult part. You can.
So all of this that we've been talking about, it doesn't sound like there's a wrong way to attempt this detox.
No. And I think that's the thing. You have the creativity. The goal is to start. And, you know, what we're talking about here, they're just a few examples. I don't recommend people go out and buy expensive cameras or invest in old technology. It's about challenging your mind to do something different. And when you do that and you actually enjoy it, you break those habits that you've become so accustomed to. And if you can keep these new habits going, you've done what we set out to do in the beginning. You've changed the overall design. And just to close the loop on what we said earlier about a detox, if starting with a break, a defined break, starts you on the road to something more permanent, that is totally great too.
Every week we get all sorts of questions, emails and texts for Scott Kleinberg. We call it the Genius Bar. And today's question, Scott, someone says here, good morning. Does Scott believe in using the cleanup apps? Are they safe? Can he recommend a safe one?
Well, I'm going to say this. I do not generally recommend cleanup apps, and that is because there are so many of them, and they all do different things. They all purport to do the same thing. They all say that they're going to clean up the data that's on there, but at what cost? They collect data, they serve ads, they have information about your phone when you use them that you don't have to give up. So I use the internal tools that are available on Apple. You can go to settings, you can go to iPhone storage. It'll help you delete things that are duplicates. It'll help you delete things that are too big. You can do the same thing in Google settings. It's safer to use the internal tools usually all the time than using third-party apps because you just don't know what is going to happen to the data on those third-party apps. That's the reason why I usually lean towards internal tools.
Got it. And if you have a question for Scott, you can email us, bobshow@wgnradio.com, or text us at 312-981-7200. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you again next week.
Take care, Bob.